Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zinke, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, the queen of no motherfucking manners. Yeah, I'm in the motherfucking building. Yes. Tonight was, well, I'm still having a great-ass show, but tonight I was going to take us back into time. Me and my daughter was sitting here going through old school music to fucking play. We was going to have a fucking house party, like, seriously. Like, take you back in the day type shit. But my upload wasn't acting right. I was only able to upload 3 motherfucking songs. You heard me? 3 songs. And what the hell is in 3 songs? Wow. Oh, that's one. What was another one? Shit. Damn. That ain't even the dirty version. Oh, my God. I'm looking at all the songs that I did, and, man, I'm pissed because I thought I uploaded 3. Okay, I see. Hot Boys, the remix, the clean version. Let's see. Sugar Hill. Oh, I did get my sister Best of Me, but as we talk, I'm still trying to download. So, you know, anything is possible. Anything is possible. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and, you know, play some music and we're going to talk. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's been going on Facebook lately, but I've got over 1,000 friends. Like, I don't know if it's spam or it's because I'm sexier than a bitch or I really don't know. But I'm happy at the new friend request, but y'all a little motherfucker. Some of y'all, I ain't even going to say all of y'all. 5% of y'all thirsty as fuck. Somebody was in my inbox telling me they going to teach me about some head. You better check my motherfucking resume. What the fuck is you going to teach me? Nigga, I'm going to teach you how to get some head. Fuck out of my inbox. I don't know what the hell wrong with dudes these days. But they fucking with the right bitch today. And y'all know it's 10 days. Is it? 10 days before I leave to go to Miami. Oh, let the countdown begin. Oh, so motherfucking lovely. I am so ready to go. Shout out to Miss Momo in the motherfucking building trying to keep it on the hush. You know, as long as I can see you, you'll never be on the hush hush. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? Dragon supposed to come on the show on Thursday. I have to call and confirm him coming on because, you know, I text him and he's like, yes, that he would come on and everything. So, you know, that's going to be cool. I'm excited about that. I'm always excited when Dragon comes on. That is my boo for real. We go back and, you know, finally got to meet him, stayed at the crib. We had fun. Like a big-ass slumber party with two people looking at love and hip-hop, talking shit and falling asleep. No, didn't smash the homie. If I did, y'all would have read about it. So, anyway, let me go ahead and get to my first song because I'm still trying to upload these tracks because I'm telling you, some of the music that I got, if I can just get this shit uploaded, it would be awesome. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is see what's going to happen, play a track, and then let me see. Come back, talk a little bit more, and then my co-host, she'll be on tonight. She's been working, so she really hasn't had time to fuck with us with this no manners bullshit, but, you know, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Shout out to all my new Facebook listeners. Don't be getting no ideas because y'all hear me talking nasty on the show. Then y'all be inboxing me, showing me pictures of y'all dicks and stuff like that. Please, no dick pics. I done seen enough dicks in my life I can do without pics, and some of y'all got ugly dicks, and some of y'all dicks is ashy. So please, no dick pics. I've seen enough. Send me any dick pics. I'm going to post them on Twitter and put your phone number with it. So all the people that like what I like will be hitting you up. So my first song is a classic. This was my shit when I was hustling. So every time I step in the club, this will be my shit to just get me in the mood. So here we go.
Live from the 718, DJ Clue, Desert Storm, with the Hard Knock Life soundtrack. We taking y'all backstage. Holla.
I'm focused, man. Tell Stout to holla at me, man. Young Hoba, you hurt. Trackmaster, you hurt. Yeah. Yes. Yallin', Jigga Man be ballin', leave chicks pigeon toed, some of them be crawling. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies calling for the law, darling. Jigga and pump, ass drop, coops would have to stop, foes half my knot. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got, but I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block in every state like clock. Work jiggers to hurt, holla.
Let's start telling me yes, while you're kissing on my neck, making me feel so. Should I stay? Should I go?
Thank you. the block, used to willy bicycle since I was six. High school, the crossover, waved away kicks. Music is the same shit, gave away hits. So my, get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can, get it whoever. Talking, you got a man, okay, my, and that's high school, making me chase you round for months. Having a fear, act like an adult for once. Plus my hand is up your skirt, goddamn you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust fights. And you look like the, I like your rough type. We can crush tonight, tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right,
young Hova. Even though I wanna see how you put that thing on me, I can't let you back on me. Even though I wanna see how you put that thing on me, I can't let you back on me.
Make it hot, make it hot, make it hot. Trackmaster, Mr. Tone.
That was my shit. The Best of Me, Jay-Z and Maya the remix. That song came out in the middle of my hustling days. Yo, I'm telling you, the lyrics that Jay-Z spit, oh my God, pressure bust pipe. Woo, it hurt. Oh yes, hurt so good. Penetration, penetration. Speaking of penetration, hey Aster.
Speaking of penetration, hey Aster.
Oh, what? See, what I was thinking about is I was looking at that picture of you and that Maserati today, right? And I thought about all kinds of niggas that I should have been sending your way, because you was matching the fucking car and interior. You was looking so sexy that there are so many niggas I know that is so worthy of that Brooklyn penetration. Oh, my God. Just that boss. Woo, girl, damn. Make me wish I had a dick and I was just, I'm just playing. You still have your dick for that? I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying. Like, you just look so cute with the wild hair, like, you know, it fits you. It really, 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 really fits you. Like, oh, girl, like.
Thank you. I had so much fun in that Maserati. I was like, I have to have one.
I wouldn't want one. I would just like to have a dude driving, right? And he's in the highest gear. And we on Highway 95. And I'm giving him the felony, and he can't do nothing but just keep his foot on the gas, no cruise control, hands on the steering wheel. He can't touch my head. And then I make him pop. And it's just like, you know, we don't waste children around here. And then it's a wrap. I'm like, do you think we would crash?
You think you're going to crash? You can't do that in no Maserati. You cannot give nobody the felony in no Maserati.
I can't get nobody to fill me in bed. Fuck you talking about. They can't handle it. I done stopped fucking dicks. I'm so tired of crazy people. I'm so tired of putting my mouth on unworthy niggas and unworthy dicks that it don't pay. You give them some good head, they lose their mind. They don't know how to act. They don't know their place. They forget their role. Don't know the position. You know, it does not pay to be a black woman in America with good pussy and good head skills. And cooking skills.
Yeah.
Because we just don't seem to get the right kind of niggas in our life. We always get the bad niggas and the bitches that ain't shit, the little thoughts. They always get the nice kind of niggas. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? And then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to stop fucking doing shit all together. Fucking, sucking, all of that. I'm celibate. I ain't selling a little bit. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just going to keep all my goodness to myself. And then that's it.
Listen, opposites attract. So you're going to get, you know, with the opposite of you. If you're putting your all in, sometimes you might get somebody who don't want to do shit or who's not worth it.
But then you meet somebody, they got potential, but then when you put it on them, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Or they hear niggas say it, your pussy so good you got niggas farting and coming at the same time, so after that, I don't even want to fuck no more.
You should not be allowed to fuck somebody anymore behind that.
Yes, that, if I make niggas do that, you know what, I'm going to keep it all to myself.
Yes.
I'm going to keep it all to myself. I am so excited about Miami because my trip is getting better and better by the moment. Like, literally, it's getting better and better and better. Might have a new friend down there. Then, on top of that, girl, I done gained 7 pounds. So when I put on the bathing suit, people can see the new thickness. Yes. But, I mean, I don't want to have no muffin top. So I'm going to start hitting the gym a little bit or something. And I was going to stop in Atlanta, and I was going to let Ricky tap me, and I was going to stay the night at Drag's apartment or whatever. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm going to leave straight from North Carolina, going to Miami because I know the highway, I know the roads and how long it's going to take me or whatever. And I was like, you know what, I might even go to Atlanta Saturday when I get off work to get some ink and then turn around and come back, like Sunday morning. I might do that because I do want some super sexy ink, like on the left side, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, I just know once I get in a bathing suit, it's going to be a wrap. It's going to be over. Then, if this, you know, special friend there is really, you know, about that life, which I think he is, you know, I'm not even going to hold it against him that he's from Harlem, because you know how I feel about Harlem. You know, Brooklyn is where it's at. But Harlem World might, you know, he might be bringing it back for Harlem World. You know what I'm saying?
I can take care of you. He'll be all right.
Yeah, you know, so I ain't doing no things in a while. None whatsoever. So I might be ready. I might really be ready. I'm not sure. But I'm still mad at this dude being in my inbox telling me that he would eat me and all this shit till I squirt and then teach me how to give good head. Who the fuck is he talking about?
You.
No, he's not. Like, that's why I had to do that post. Like, niggas in my inbox telling me, what? You better check my motherfucking resume. I'm chopped to the motherfucking mommy. You better look up the definition of felony head. Like, really. If not, you better go check the videos before you get in my inbox and be talking reckless. Like, really. Right? That shit was so funny. He got blocked for that.
That's crazy.
I'm like, Dad, how a dude gonna tell, like, you just come out your mouth. You know, hey, how you doing? None of that shit. And you gonna tell me? Oh, girl. Oof.
Well, these men have no manners nowadays, so I'm not even surprised.
They have no manners. I'm just shocked. Like, you know, people are taking no manners to a whole new level. Then it's funny, I'm in a grocery store, and, you know, someone is following me, and she's like, you don't recognize me. I'm like, oh, yes, I do. Of course I did. And she's like, I've been reading your posts all the time. Like, why the hell are you on my page? She's asking in my timeline, Miss No Manners. Yes, I have no motherfucking manners. And I said that in the grocery store. And, you know, my daughter's like, Mom, you didn't say that. But then she had to really think about it. Like, yes, the fuck I did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yes, like, that's really a way of life for me. I really live that. Like, I have no manners. I mean, I have manners on certain days. I have manners when I go to church. You know what I'm saying? I have manners when I'm around my grandmother. I might slip every now and then. But then again, you know, my grandma know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't cuss in front of my grandma. I got 4 kids. My grandma know I'm fucking. So, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking back then. So, you know, it's kind of different. So, it's just like, So, I don't know. I'm just mad that I could not upload my music for you because, wait a minute. Oh, shit. I got to do it one by one, girl. Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm getting excited over here. Damn, that's what's up. Okay, I got to do it one by one. So, you know, I'm always an AZ fan. Like, he made this track with Miss Jones when I lived in California. And I heard it on a mixtape. And when you live in California, you get shit so far behind, you know, when it come out on the East Coast. But on the West Coast, they music you hear before the East Coast. And, girl, I spent so long trying to get that motherfucking song. And, like, when I finally heard it when I was driving my minivan, because I got somebody to send me the mixtape, I was so happy. Because AZ, that is my nigga, like, for real. If I could, like, get him on the show, I would, like, I actually would, I would really behave myself for him. I would behave myself about as much as I behave myself for Cuban Links. And we know how that went. We know how that went with Cuban Links, but, yeah. Actually, I think I would. Yeah.
Well,
I
you have to work on that then. She's going to have manners for AZ.
Okay, I'm going to have half a manner. I'm going to have half a manner. Half a manner. I'm going to have partial manners for AZ.
Partial.
I think
yes,
the only person that I would ever have manners for on my show is No. And he is the only artist that has ever come on my show and had me switch up my whole fucking format. He intimidated me. I don't know. I guess because of how he carries himself and his mental energy and everything like that. Like, yo, this is one dude I used to be like, oh, my God, yo, I can't come at this nigga sideways. Like, I can't even say no slick shit to him. And that's how much respect I have for him. Not saying I don't respect other people, but it's just with him, I have him up on such a high pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? And it was just so weird because he laughed. Now, the second time, I could be myself. But that first time, girl, I was like a schoolgirl. I asked him no personal questions, nothing about dick games or none of that shit. Because to me, he was like a monk in a rapper form. But
wow.
I know better now. I know better now. No, I haven't smashed the homie, but, oh, I am so happy that I got this one song uploaded. Because when you think about the lyrics in this song, my daughter was like, Mommy, you should have One Night Stands. That should be your song. But the title of the song is Karma. With, you know, it comes back on you. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to fuck with somebody else's man. Like, I wouldn't want somebody to fuck with my man. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I meet people and they have situations, I don't want to be part of another situation. I want my own situation. I don't want to have half situations, shared situations, nothing like that. So it's like on a level of just thinking about all these people that be fucking other people, and what be worse is like if it's your homie and it's like he's going behind you fucking your man and shit like that. I just be thinking about so many people that get caught up because it's like they want what somebody else want. But for every action, there is a reaction. Karma is a bitch, and you don't have to wait a very long time for it to come back. And I just think that Lloyd Banks and Avant, when they did this track, oh, my God, girl. You already know. Like, just Lloyd Banks and himself. His lyrics, his appearance, and Avant, he can really sing, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm just waiting for that to pop up. And, here it is. So, go ahead and introduce this song. Let me see how you do it.
Girl, what is it called? Karma by Avant and AZ?
No, Lloyd! Lloyd Vane!
All over the place.
I need you to go play with the G-Spot lollipop. I'm going to need you to play with that.
You know what? I think my G-Spot lollipop was hated on and stolen. Somebody kidnapped my G-Spot lollipop. I'm not going to say any names.
Your man stole my motherfucking toy that I gave you. You know what? We're going to talk about that after Karma, because he needs to listen to that song. Karma's a bitch. You never steal a lady's toy. And you know what? Is it wrong to bring a toy into the bedroom with you and your man? Do you think that you're sending a signal to him that his dick game is not good? Or is it that you want to enhance the feeling is the topic of the night? Karma!
Aw, thanks a lot.
Off you. I can tell why them other guys lost you. Your kind's red and the flying saucer, and that's why I can offer similarities in our characters. Haven't you heard the word round town? How I get down, they going with who? Everybody part of this issue when that ass with you. Got my dick hard as a missile. Don't hop on top, cause I ride around with a pistol. If they pull us over, I'll be out of town with an issue. If you was mine, I'd introduce you to mama. Girl, you're styling in your boots and Gabbana. I'm so used to your brother. I take trips cause out in Houston it's hotter. Throwing that Al Green and juice to Impala. Lay my jewels on my collar. You had me feeling like a fool when I hollered. Trying to squeeze in, but you wasn't bothered. Now I ain't either. Soon as I realized that I ain't either. She in a rush to get close to me, but I ain't eager, shit.
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who will play who first, yeah.
Look, I don't mean to bother you, but your sex appeal is remarkable. You make a G wanna walk around in the park with you. There ain't no telling the kind of things I'ma start to do. If I get wrapped up on your ass too fast, I can tell you feel the same as when I asked you last. So I'ma leave it at that, take a hint and put in my math. I imagine you probably look twice as good in the bath. And I'm bugging, cause I can see you right in the hood when I pass. I'm never stable cause business is on my ass. But you can be the one that I visit before I dash. And I admit, I've been the type to hit and split. But you can't blame me for the females that I've been getting with. Cause most of these bros just had their eyes on my grit. So they ain't get shit and learn to be satisfied with the dick. And if you ain't worth it, that's all you get. I ain't gon' blame you, I'ma blame all you tricks. Cause
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try. But I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand.
Like your attitude, only appears when I'm mad at you. When several situations occur and that includes when I'm going too long, riding through them avenues. As soon as I get home, it's rumors and scattered news. You know my fantasies, and my feeling things that can't just be. Your girlfriend trying to sandwich me, my heart's cold and it sandwiched me. Cause I come from the hood where the hammers beat. I move fast, better switch pace, and pop a Listerine stripping before you get all up in the bitch face. Moving your body like this gon' make me blow like a bottle of crisp. Man, I don't know no one hotter to twist. You got my temperature rising from your hips and your thighs and the neck laying. Your eyes are brightening up a horizon. It comes naturally, I don't bribe them. It's easy as 1, 2, 3 and I'm sliding.
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try. But I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride.
Call me inside.
If you're ready to ride.
Damn. Oh, my God. I remember when that song dropped. That was my shit. I was just like, girl. What's fucked up? I was like, I was behind bars listening to that damn song. But it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I still got to enjoy some good music. You know? So it was like, it was just like, you know, I think Lloyd Banks was everybody's, like, fantasy till you found out how young he was. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that time, when G-Unit came out, I think he was, like, 20, 21. Like, what could a 21-year-old do for me? Well, being that I was in prison, he probably could have did a lot. You know, he probably could have ate the box. But I'm just saying, you know, at that, you know, when you like a certain age, you know, you want your man to be able to, you know, buy you a drink and, you know, shit like that. So, you know, shout out to Lloyd Banks. Shout out to Avant. Question of the night. Does, when you bring sex toys to the bedroom, is that a diss to your man? Or is it a way to, like, enhance sex, the sexual experience? Me personally, okay, I feel like if my man brings the toys to the bedroom, then okay, all right, so he's trying to in heighten the feeling. You know what I'm saying? But if you're a random and I'm just fucking you and you bring out a toy, nigga, what? How many other bitches you done use that shit on? I'm offended because I don't know where that shit been.
Right.
And sometimes I've brought toys to the bedroom because he just wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. And I haven't always been no manners. I have not, you know, I used to think about people's feelings sexually. But then, if you don't tell a nigga the truth, he gonna walk away feeling like he satisfied you, and he can go fuck the next bitch and think he's doing something. So, I feel like it's my duty to bust your fucking bubble and let you know your dick is whack. And then pull out the black cock and be like you said.
Right? Like, this is lit.
I'm just saying. So I had this experience, right? And I was messing with this dude, and he brought out the toy, and he attempted to stick it in my booty. And I'm like, really, nigga? No. We're not doing that. We is not doing that. Because, for one, that's not sanitary. I don't know where it's been, how you cleaned it, who else it's been under. But I'm like, I felt some type of way after that. Reason being is because, you know, he let me stick my finger in his booty. So that, to myself, made me feel like he was suspect. That, you know, when you brought that toy to the bedroom and you tried to stick it in mine, but you let my finger go up in yours, that let me know that anything goes with you. And if anything goes, I'm going to think outside the box, and I'm going to try you. But I felt like it was best for me not to even revisit the situation. So I was kind enough to tell him, like, yo, once I hit you once, I don't revisit. And he was like, really? He's like, so that changes up the whole game plan. Yeah, pretty much, because if I smash you once, I'm not going to smash you again on some random shit. Reason being that most randoms aren't good enough to go back a second time.
Well, I don't think anybody who just a random should have any kind of toys exposed, but but some men feel like toys are a violation because they're supposed to be able to do all for you. And if they can't, then it's like, you know, you just have to deal, or, you know, you're not for them.
I think if I was really, really ratchet, I would, if a man wasn't satisfied me, I would give him a choice. Yo, we going to use this toy, or we going to bring another nigga in here to fuck me right. What option you want?
Girl, not everybody, you know. Sometimes
I'm
men
just saying,
fuck in their mouth, you know.
I'd have put your dick and be happy with it. Or let me get some real dick, because, like, I can't even bite my tongue. Like, when it comes to wax sex, I can't even do that fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that, oh, let's all, can we all just get along? If your dick ain't good, I'm going to tell you. You're not going to finish. I'm going to get up, wash my ass, and probably go somewhere else to let a real man finish what that motherfucker couldn't. I'm just being honest. Remember, y'all, for the people that's listening, like, ooh, that is so hoish. I used to be a hoe. Ain't no shame in my game. I embrace and own everything that I used to do, past, present, future, and in the next life. That's just real shit, okay? But I did that before. Like, I can't stand a person that can have a nice tool, don't know how to use it, get you all worked up just to come too quick. That is the worst thing men can do. If you ain't,
right.
If you're not sure about your fucking skills, jack your dick, bust that first nut so you can have a little bit of longevity. If not, no. So I told the dude, like, yo, now I got to go find somebody else to finish what you couldn't. And he looked at me like he wanted to slap me, but I was telling the truth. You wasn't my man, so it wasn't like I had to spare your feelings. Y'all know he about that one, right?
The man that I'm dealing with, he's very satisfactory. However, some days are not, you know, some days are not as good as others. And I'm still the type of person that needs excitement, new things going on. So if I have a toy, it shouldn't be an offense to him. But he feels that it is. Like, he won't participate. He won't interact. He won't watch nothing.
He needs to be watching. He needs to be watching. Because you were in a nice way telling him, like, you're not doing it right. I'm using this toy, you know.
I mean, but these days, but mostly he does do it right. It's just that it's something different. You know how men have that, I need something different, I need a reset button type shit that they be popping all the time? It's something different. So if I'm doing something different, I would think that he would want to be involved, but no. And I cannot find my lollipop. I can't find it. And I was like, all right, I'm upset. I'm going to look for it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to hunt it down. And I looked online to see how much them shits actually cost. And I was like, oh, I'm really going to find.
I feel like if your man is making you squirt and you got a toy that do, like, that shit going to go missing. Like, it's really going to go missing because they're going to feel like, what am I doing wrong? And then that's when you sit down and you talk to your shorty. Like, I've only had one dude do that, like, once in my life. And where is that? Oh, I got the video in my laptop. But he was like, I'm gonna make you squirt. I never thought that I could. I hear so many men talking about that, but no one ever made me do it. But when that nigga from Queens took some fingers and he did that come here action and he made me do it three times, the second time, like, yo, get your camera. Your fans need to see this. That's my kind of nigga right there. But then we went from having this great situation to where he got all sensitive on me. Now, it wasn't the best situation, being he was a bouncer. So he worked all night, and he had weird hours. So I couldn't fuck with your hours because I had a normal life. And then at the time, my car wasn't working, so I'm using somebody else's transportation. So, you know, when I did come see him, I'm like, shit, taking my cool room, getting the bed, banging, and then I'm bouncing out. So he felt like I was laying him out. He felt like, you know, he felt like he was being used. Wasn't the fact that you was being used, it's just the fact that, dude, you know, you were serving a purpose. We was working on us, but you just got super sensitive about some shit. You know what I'm saying? But now he's married. He has a baby on the way that makes, like, number four for him. And I'm happy for him because he found a sensitive-ass bitch to deal with his sensitive-ass issues.
I can't.
Hey, two sensitive motherfuckers deserve each other. A sensitive husband or a sensitive-ass wife. And I'm an insensitive bitch, so we wasn't going to mesh. None whatsoever. Speaking of mess and giggle big tone. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Chalk, what up? What's good?
Nothing. What you doing?
Nothing. I see, I hear y'all going, a whole bunch of stuff going on. I don't know what the hell y'all doing, lollipops or whatever. I don't know.
Oh,
what
yeah,
I
the G Spot Lollipop. Shout out to G Spot Lollipops and Dennis Diaz, the owner of that. It's a toy that makes women squirt. So what happened was he sent me two, and I sent one to Ashton, and her man done copped it from her because she having too much fun without him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just putting it out there. If that nigga go back and listen to the archives, you's a dirty-ass nigga for stealing somebody's fucking G-spot, lollipop, my nigga. This is expensive. This is expensive, nigga.
Well, I mean, you gotta think about it. Like, you know, she might be, you know, you might feel like you're getting a little greedy. Like, yo, sometimes he might have hit it to like, well, she only could use it when I'm around. Cause if you using it all day, every day, and he coming home and then you all drained for when he wants some. I guess I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't see.
Man, look. That G-spot lollipop is something serious. Something
and I
serious.
Use it twice.
What you mean you only
but
use it twice a day?
Times.
But you only use it twice a day, you mean?
You stupid. I used it twice and it was one day. That shit was cracked.
And they have them in different sizes, too, Ashton. They have some smaller ones. They have some that we can carry in our purse.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be on that website like, yes, which color?
What's the website?
GSpotLollipop.com.
I know, Ashton, you say you found out how much it was. How much is it?
One of them was like $70-something dollars.
And what, did they mail it to you?
Yeah.
But she got her some room. She got the
right,
big one.
Free one.
Yes. Like, I ain't go for it. I tried it. But the ball sizes on both sides was like, man, I don't think I was doing something right. I think that I need another woman's perspective of, like, using it on me to get me to, you know, because men don't take this the wrong way. But nothing can get us there faster than a woman, right? And that's because we know what we like, you know? And it's like y'all have to learn what we like. But a woman is just natural. It's just natural, you know? So I don't want y'all to take it the wrong way or I'm saying that y'all are not equipped to get us there. But I do feel, and this is my belief, and I'm Ashton don't know yet, and if she did, I'm mad it wasn't me. But women eat pussy better than men. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not about to say men suck dick better than women. That is something I'm never, ever going to say. Tone, shut the fuck up. Don't even answer that. I'm not even going to say.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Do not even come back with no feedback on that one. Like, no. No fetishes either. So I feel like women eat pussy better than men. And a lot of women know how to suck dick properly. We know how to do the nuts without the man tensing up. You know what I'm saying? We know how to swallow the children. We don't waste kids in the street. So women, if women enjoy all of those things, your man is hitting me up on Facebook and he's checking Ashton out on Instagram. I'm just saying, but you know
something though. See what it is. What it comes down to is, a woman's gonna put her best. A woman's gonna come with her A game if she's feeling the dude like that. Like, you're right. Not gonna put your A game on everybody. There's gonna be some dudes that you deal with. You be like, all right, I'll give him some. We're gonna do it. I'm not gonna go to. Then there's another. You know, you might give head to this guy, but this next dude. You going to suck the balls, you licking ass, you going to let the nigga bust all in your mouth, you do everything. This dude, you might just give him a little top, suck the head, all right, you good. You know what I'm saying? Let him hit it and be gone. That's just how it is. So it's not that, well, that dudes complain that some women don't give head good or some they don't like giving it at all. Women give head who they want to give head to, and that's what it comes down to. So the dudes out there.
There's different levels to this shit. It really is.
Like,
it is.
But like I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I was telling a female friend of mine, I said, look, if I treat you the same way I treat everybody else, then what are you worth to me? You know what I'm saying? So people deal with people on different levels because it's about what you earn from your friendship. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it comes down to. So it's the same thing.
It depends. I haven't brought my A game to the bedroom early in years. I mean, literally years. Now you're right about, you know, the levels of how a woman will suck your dick. You know what I'm saying? Now, some bitches will suck your dick like it's the last dick on earth if they need some bill money. You know, but they got that cutoff notice. They're about to
be like, there's plenty of those going around.
It's about to be super hard in this bitch. But it's just like, me personally, I'm never, ever going to give my A game until I know that I've been with this nigga for many, 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 many months and shit like that. And it's really going where I want it to go. Then one day out of the blue, I might get to my Wonder Woman cape, hop on the bed, and this nigga might be, like, rolling up on the floor. I'm like, yo, this fuck my dick so well, I would off the bed. Like, some shit like that. That's the A game. But I haven't met anybody worthy of the A and B game. Niggas been getting my C and D game and throwing away the bomb. Because they didn't know no better. Now, if you're listening, then, you know, I'm sorry. I never lied to you. I never told you I was bringing my A game. I never told you what type of game I was bringing. I just came, I saw, I conquered, and then I fucking left.
It's all about how you feeling at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you with certain people, yeah, you might feel a little turned on or whatever. So then you with some of them, some people where you just be like, yo, you just straight up horny at that point where it's just like all go. Like you gonna go full throttle with that person. So that's really what it is though. Like anything else though, you go to work every day. You're not gonna give your best at work every day. But then some days you go to work, you be like, yeah, I'm working today. You know what I'm saying? I do this, I do that. You know, so that's really how that goes, though. You know?
Okay.
LeBron James don't bring his A game to the court every day. Most days he does, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to bring your A game to the bedroom every day, but on some nights, yeah, you know, you might wake up in the morning and your man or your woman looking at you like, yo, you was a beast last night. You know, or yo, what made you do that? You know?
I'm just saying. Hold on. We have a call up from California. Mr. Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you been?
I'm doing good. I know you got something you want to say.
I actually came in through like the tail end of it, so you know, what I mean, I was just trying to catch up, just listening in. But just update me a little bit, like what I missed. I came in on some lollipops.
We were talking about the G-Fun Flat lollipops, and it's a toy that comes in several different sizes, and it makes the woman squirt. So I was blessed to get two of the G-Spot lollipops, you know, from the sponsor, and I blessed my co-host with one when I came to New York last year. So her significant other, for the time being, stole her motherfucking toy because she was having too much fun. Now, my question to you, Aspen, is she making you squirt or not?
I think that would be great pay-per-view.
He does. He's not.
But it's more intense. But it's more intense when you use the toy, though, right?
Right. You know what it is.
Jealousy is a motherfucker.
Right. He's so selfish that he don't even want me making myself happy. Like, that's all that is. It's just.
I mean, because basically you saying that, you know, the toy is better. So
right, he don't even want to hear that. Like,
he's going to eliminate the competition.
Right, no room for nothing. But, yeah, he does.
I don't know how I will feel if my dude took one of my toys. Now, I'm just going to keep it hot because that's what I do. I have a lot of toys, right? I got the little silver bullet. I got some butterfly. I got some other shit. I got several things. You know what I'm saying?
And you be combining your toys. That's what you be doing. You be adding a
but
bullet.
But no, I don't use
silver
them.
Ball.
I don't use them. Like, when I tell you guys right now that I am so sexless that I'm really about that life right now. No toys, because the way that my mind is working right now, when I give myself to somebody, like, you're getting all of me, untouched, you know what I'm saying, pure, you know, penetration gonna be a motherfucker, but you're getting me at my purest form. No one has touched me because I'm at that stage to where I want to bring so much to the table other than a good time. I want them to be like, damn, she really saved herself for me. No, I don't need to sit in a tub of vinegar. God bless me to just go back natural. I don't need to do Kegels and none of that shit. So I'm telling you, the nigga that gets this, woo-wee, it's a blessing. Because it's bad when my kids are like, Mommy, aren't you not sexually frustrated? Not really, because I do know when I do decide to turn up, I'm going to turn him out, flip him up, flip him down, and I'm going to be good. You know what I'm saying? I might come out of retirement and make a few mini clips. So, matter of fact, I'm making a movie in Miami. It's epic. I'm making a movie. I mean, no manners. I mean, recording all the things from the conference, you know, my video shoots and stuff like that. But I promise you, if I have that moment, I'm not going to be stingy with the world. I'm going to give y'all a snippet. I promise to give y'all the best 2.5-3 minutes y'all have ever seen. Now, mind you, haven't done any videos since, what, 2011, possibly? So that's like 3 years. So I might do this for y'all. It's the least that I can do because y'all are such good supporters.
You going to hit us with the inbox?
With the inbox? Oh, no. No. I'm actually going to put it up on my site, and then I'm going to give a select few a code to watch it. You know what I'm saying? You know, just a select few.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And I'm sure some of those select few is probably on the phone with you right now. So.
All right.
I mean, yes, and then, you know, me and Ashton, you know, when I do come back to New York, you know, considering that, you know, she ain't had no, you know, no one-on-one experience and shit like that, I might, you know, take her down through there. But I have to fight her man for her, but he'd be a good ass.
for all our skirt session?
Yes.
I can't.
I think her legs would look really cute on my shoulders because, like, she's shorter than me and stuff like that. And she got these murky titties and stuff. And I just be like, oh, mama.
Well, you got something to look forward to when you get to New York.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe it. All right. She's looking forward to it. It seems like she's looking more forward to New York than Miami.
No, she's really looking forward to Miami.
I'm looking forward to both. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm looking forward to both. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to Miami. Then I'm going to go to New York. Then I might take her to California with me so we can go ahead and write, you know, get this contract deal.
All right. You're going to pull it down. I gotta act.
No, because you know they had short videos and then they just had to go out. They just had to downright just get somebody to fucking film. And no, we're gonna do it right the first motherfucking time. Full production crew and everything.
We're
gonna have rappers right there on the set doing the soundtrack live up close and personal.
All right.
Doing a Love and Hip Hop thing, huh?
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Might as well have 50 Tyson doing, like, you know what I mean?
Hold the fuck up. Now see, watch my phone ring this week because that name has come up. I have worked really hard to live down that video and all the shit that came with it and him calling into the show and, you know, everybody trying to get us to make a porn. Now, you want to bring that shit up. I am, like, really traumatized about that, you know, and the fact that this nigga is in his drawers in a video in his bathroom. Doing the print and singing to me and calling me a porn star. Like, that is some traumatizing shit for the whole world to see.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it might do better than Mimi and
me and Rico.
And Rico. It might do better. I think, you know, for sure you're gonna have some supporters. You know, it might not make it to it might not make it at all. I mean,
oh, shit.
Okay, now, this is my question. If I fuck 50 Tyson, who is going to fuck me after that?
Whoever don't know that you did it. Yeah, let's just hold nobody.
You know what? I can't go there with you. I need some help, Ashton. I'm about to bring Miss Momo on because she's been very quiet, and I need her to come to my defense, knowing that, you know, she's pure. She has not seen the 50 Tyson video. She knows nothing of that part of my life.
All right.
Miss Momo, hey.
I'm Googling it right now. I need to see that video.
What?
she said she needed to see that dedication. I don't think she's seen that dedication.
Wrong move. I'm gonna
try. I'm gonna get some popcorn.
I'll let you see it if you promise not to tell anybody else about it.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. I got you. So, give me that link.
I'm a do that.
So let's ask Ms. Momo. Ms. Momo, do you have a lollipop?
No, I didn't get a lollipop.
Do you want a lollipop?
I'm gonna go to that site and see what it's about.
Well, have you ever squirted before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't probably only need the lollipop. You probably just need like a probably a finger or a tongue, maybe.
Preferably a tongue. Cool.
Okay. So you don't even need a lollipop then. You just need the right guy who wants to go down there and, you know.
I am so done with y'all.
That's your question.
That just made my night listening to Ms. Momo just now. I'm gonna have to book me a flight or something.
Go ahead. I mean, unless you want to wait till Tuesday, it's cheaper.
Yeah, I could cheaper probably wait till Tuesday and browse at like 2 in the morning when everything is like super cheap and.
Exactly, it's the best time.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably just get the Chinese bus for like $20 down.
Oh no, not the Chinese bus.
Nah, not the Chinese bus. Too tacky.
Yeah, it might not make it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. That's probably the fucking. That's the Ebola fucking carriage.
Hey, I don't want. I really, really like the Chinese bus. Like, if I didn't know about the Chinese bus when I was driving to New York and I go all them block the box tickets and all those tolls that I ran and I got all these tickets with my license tags and shit, like, that would have been a very inexpensive trip.
Well, shoot, out here, I guess on the East Coast, like, the Chinese bus is more popular, but out there in California, it's, you know, the little Mexican bus, the El Paso and the American Line, and that bus, like, when I tell you that people sit, like, the seats be in your seat, and then you can smell the bathroom, so if somebody go pee or do anything, you can smell it coming through the air freshener, through the vent.
Ew, that's nasty.
So imagine, like, a four-hour drive to Vegas to smell and pee. So I take a Chinese bus. And I complained because I you know what I mean, like I really needed to get down to Vegas in a hurry and that's all they had and I didn't want to drive. So, you know, I complained and all they did was try to offer me a free trip. I'm like, I'm complaining about pee and y'all wanna offer me a free trip. Like I wanna get back on this bus. So Chinese bus sounds better. I mean, unless they got dogs and cats in there or something like that.
Now, the Chinese buses out here on the East Coast, they use, like, charter. The only thing bad with the Chinese buses out here is that a lot of times, like, you know, they've been known to have, like, bald tires, bad brakes, and the drivers drive, like, 20, 24 hours. Like, they don't rest. So they've been crashing a lot, like, stuff like that. But other than that, I've known people who take the Chinese buses out here, and they do pretty good.
Now let me ask. Now is this a question? Now it's with the Chinese bus. Is it Chinese people that's driving the bus?
Yeah, it's Chinese people that drive the bus. You go down to like Chinatown in the city, and they have like these little like storefronts. You just walk up and you purchase a ticket. They ask you where you want to go, and they give you the ticket. And the bus pulls up, and you just get on, and he just be out, and he makes his stops.
They got a website.
Wow. Yeah, they got a website where you could buy
your
ticket.
Yeah, it's like
online.
Megabus and GoToBus.com, and it's a couple of other ones. It just depends on the region that you're in and everything like that. They have, like, different names. But me personally, Chinese are a lot cleaner than Mexicans. I'm not prejudiced or anything like that, but, I mean, they all got small dicks, but I just think...
She just had to throw that in there. She was just like...
I'm just saying. Have you seen a Mexican and a Chinese person? They're like 5'4".
But a Mexican would get you there faster and more safer than...
They got 100 pounds of weed on the bus, and they need to make sure they shit get there safely.
I don't care. As long as I get this, I'll be good.
Yeah, but between Megabus, but see, Megabus and them, they're more like commercial. The Chinese buses I'm talking about be them plain old white buses that got no riding or nothing, or it might just say J. Fong Transportation. Those are the real Chinese buses. Those are the ones that I'm talking about. And them things be looking mad dirty from the outside, and the tires be bald.
Oh, man, yeah. I just take a plane.
Y'all got everybody want me to share this damn video. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Well.
I'll keep going.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I haven't seen it either.
It's.
I haven't seen it either.
Who is, Momo, you got it. Ashton, you seen it. Tone, you seen it. Rich, you've seen it.
What video was that I saw? The squirt video?
What? This is a squirt video.
Speechless.
Yeah, somebody speak to us all of a sudden.
See, what happened was, due to public service announcements and for the pureness of my sexless life, I really don't have that out and about like that. You know, I had to keep it, you know, because it hasn't happened anymore. So that's like a priceless moment, you know. But I am open to suggestions or offers to make that happen again.
I want to see you use the lollipop.
You know what? I'm going to take the lollipop with me to Miami.
Oh, boy.
Bring the lollipop when you come to New York.
You know, I did. Oh, no, I brought Ashton her lollipop. I didn't bring any toys because I didn't do anything in New York. Like, you know, I got drunk with Ashton and ate some chicken and corn and mashed potatoes, and then that was it. But I didn't have any interventions. I mean, when I was on the train going back to my hotel Saturday night, I was bombarded by some fucking swingers that was ugly as fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, that was Ashton's fault. No, actually, that was Ant's fault, because if that nigga just would have took me to Queens from Brooklyn, I would have been on the train, and I forgot that bitch's name. It wasn't Precious, but it was something else. Gentle. That was her name, Gentle. And didn't shit look gentle about her. I felt nervous. And then when they found that I had a sex radio show, they really wanted me to come to that party. They was going to molest me and take my goodies. I was good.
You was about to get caught up in some New York moments. You know, it'd be moments like that that make people end up moving to New York. That relocation nut.
Sin City. No, Sin City. It's a big swingers community. They have private parties, and you have to have a membership. And it's more upscale white people and, you know, black people and stuff like that. But from what I've seen from their website and everything like that from, you know, back in the day, it seemed like that would be like a nice setting to go to because it's like you're mingling. Because I've been to like one swingers party and I was nervous. I stayed in the kitchen the whole time because, you know, people can tell when it's your first time and you're fresh meat or whatever. And, you know, I did meet some nice people, but I did not partake because that wasn't me. And I was just going through a breakup with my boyfriend, and he ended up being at the damn party. So I was really, really felt like, I really, really felt uncomfortable when he walked in with somebody and I was there with somebody. And the person that I was there was really ready to be hands-on. So I ended up seeing three chicks have a threesome, and then it was okay. You know, it was white chicks. They had flat asses and fake tits, but, you know, it wasn't nothing, like, worth staying there all night to watch.
So what you're saying is those swinger parties are a little bit overrated, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Not really. I mean, the one
no,
in Vegas.
No, it depends
like,
on where you go.
In Vegas, like, no, they you know, I mean, those ones be nice in Vegas. Like, I've been to a couple of ones in Vegas or even to the cat house. So, nah, you go to those ones. But of course, it's not going to be no black people. It is just white and Asians, but, you know, it's very nice. I only been on the first level. The second level is like the golden shower. I don't want to go to that one. And
oh, hold out. Wait. That's my shit right there. What?
Golden shower.
Yes. I will piss on a motherfucker real quick. What? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what
I think
this?
I'll be on the second floor.
I'll be on the
Acting right behind me.
Oh, my God.
Man.
And Momo's on her way. And Momo's on her way up, too, right?
Hope, whoever. I mean, hopefully you drink a lot of water that day and stutter some Kool-Aid because, you know.
Right?
And then the third level is, like, for the people that like shit, feces and all that.
Oh, nah. They could keep that bullshit. I'll be on the second floor, though.
I stay on the first. The first is more, you know, more cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the normal people stay on the first floor, and if you want to indulge in any other, I guess, taboo, you go upstairs.
Mm-hmm. But it's normal. Like, that type of life, you know, whoever, I'm pretty sure one of y'all, somebody on the phone, hopefully you've been out to Vegas. When you go out to Vegas, it's normal. Like,
well, that's Sin City. I mean, you know, I mean, everything is like normal. Everything's like all go out there. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, it ain't nothing fun than standing right there by a cop, and you got a bottle of Ciroc in your hand, you taking shots and you drinking, and the cop can't do nothing to say nothing to you. And that's fun.
I think I will. I think. Yeah, that, like me, like I would just like walk around the street with an open bottle of like Grey Goose and just get everybody a shot. Like, yo, you want a shot? You want a shot?
Oh, yeah. You definitely do that.
You do that out here in New York City. Costume put your ass in a chokehold.
Oh, hell.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, nah, can't do that. But, you know what I mean? I'll be out there. Most likely, I'll be drunk. September 13th, of course, the Mayweather fight. So, you know, I'll be out there. So, New York, I don't know.
What would make a great swinger party?
People that actually participate in it and, you know, don't have no boundaries. So if you like, okay, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, then, I mean, why did you came? Just to watch. So if everybody's watching, if everybody's trying to watch somebody, nobody ain't going to be doing nothing. So,
But I think you know what that is. I mean, I've never been to a swinger party, but I've been in rooms where it'd be like, you know, me and another dude and a girl or two girls and, you know, two guys or whatever. My thing is, it's like, I think a lot of times the reason why you get those that be watching because they could, like, cold feet probably and just be, like, get nervous. They see, you know, certain people naked. You might get, you know, some guys might get intimidated by other dudes, and then there's some females who might be shy, well, oh, she got bigger titties. She got a prettier ass than me. But I'm not taking my clothes off now. Or I might just want to just chill here. Because they might see what's going on. So I think that's probably what that is. I think that people come with the intentions of participating, but then what happens is they get cold feet, so they'll just be like, I'll play the sideline.
That's why when you come, that's why, like, the spot I go to, it's like, you already know. If you come in there, first off, you paying money to get in. So you're paying $70. So if you're paying $70 just to watch somebody do that, then that's stupid. You might as well go to the arcade and pay a dollar and just watch as much as you can for 5 minutes. So
wait, so you're paying how much?
It's $70 if you come by yourself, and it's about $40 if you come as a couple.
Oh, okay.
So that's for both. That's for both men and women. Because I know, like the ones out here, they'll be like $70 in a bottle for a man, and for a woman, it'd be like maybe like only like $10 or $20 or free if they come with a dude or something like that.
Well, I mean, nah, that's how it is. To the one that I've been to, that's how it is. Like the one, like if you come with a man, like if it's two men walking up to a door, they probably won't let you in like that. They'll probably tell you go next door to the purple door, and that's the gay one. even if y'all ain't like that, but you walking in there with another dude, like, you know, like you're gonna walk in by yourself, and I walk in as a couple.
Right. You couldn't let him finish his sentence or nothing. You just had to laugh.
I'm sorry. I'm just so done. I guess it's different in different places because in Florida. At Club Trapeze, which is, like, well-known because they have different clubs, the same name in different cities. If you are a man, you cannot come by yourself, period. You have to be escorted by a woman, and you have to have the membership or whatever. Women can always come by themselves and then couples, but then they might have certain nights or something like that. And it's just weird because when it comes to the swingers lifestyle, it's like the women, they always have free reign. Like, when I went to the swingers party in, Escondido, California, it was like you had to call by Thursday to be on the list, $40 for couples. Women got in free. No men could come unescorted. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, wow. When it comes to swingers, I feel like men are discriminated against because, like, y'all just gotta always gotta make sure that y'all come with somebody, whether it's woman or man. You still gotta have an escort.
Yeah, don't come short.
But see,
that's
how it is. That's how it is kind of in Vegas with the strip clubs. Like, a woman can't come in unless she is escorted by a man. So that's how it is in a lot of strip clubs. They won't let you in unless you have a man with you, and that's a lot of times going to the male strip club. But when the male strip club, like the way they have it, is okay, the man would go to like the woman's side, like, and then they have the woman's, but you still can't get in through the door unless you have a male with you.
That's crazy because I haven't been to a strip club in a very long. Last strip club I went to was 2008, and it was in
wasn't that when Barack got selected for president?
It was in Florida, and it was so weird because when I walked in, I had on shorts and a shirt and sneakers, and it's like when I walked in, all the strippers looked at me, and when I went into the bathroom, everybody was like, hi, what's your name? You're so pretty, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck is really going on here? And then it's like when I would go back and forth to the bathroom because when I drink alcohol, I just have to go to the bathroom all the time. The strippers was looking at the dude that I was with and licking their lips and looking at him like, what's up? And he was like, yo, these bitches want you. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? He's like, every time you go to the bathroom, they're looking at you. And then when we walked out, it was some Jamaican man that looked at him and was like, yo, is she really like that? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not going to the strip club no more. Even though I do want to go to the King of Diamond when I go to Miami, that would be like a nice little thing for me. But me and strip club, we don't do well.
Kings of Diamonds, you're gonna enjoy it. You enjoy it. Like, it's very, very nice, very entertainment. You know, like I went to Stadium in DC. Like that's a very good strip club. In Atlanta, like I don't really go to the clubs in Atlanta because I don't know if it's like a man as a woman. So I just rather go to the strip clubs in Atlanta. Whoever been to Atlanta would know what I'm talking about.
Man, suspect like a motherfucker. You got to import your own dick because you don't know. Everybody suspects that, you know.
Mm. You go to a strip club, you can see everything. I feel more comfortable at a strip club down there. My opinion. But yeah, no, Miami's going to be the place to be. I mean, you have fun.
I hope so. Momo, your line is open. I don't know what happened.
Because I hung up so I can watch that video.
She pulled out her lollipop while she watched the video.
No. What is he on tonight?
So what you think? So what did you think of the video?
Was he serious? I mean, is he slow?
No, he's autistic.
He's a what?
He's autistic.
Oh, I'm sorry. But he want to hold you down. So all day tomorrow.
I'm sorry, but.
I'm singing that song all day tomorrow.
For a minute, he was off you, Chalk, and he was going that Bow Wow. I said for a minute he put you on hold, and then he started beefing with Bow Wow, going at him.
Man, thank God. And then he's like, he was gonna make a video for me, and he's gonna put it on Worldstar. No, don't do that. You don't gotta do that, boo. No, you don't gotta do that. I'm good. Thank you for that shout out. And what's crazy is, all I asked him to do was a drop. I just wanted him to do a drop for the song. Let Me Hold You Down remix with MoneyGram, so I could put it on my mixtape. He did the video drop. And the rest is history.
So the remix, you going to be in the remix, Will?
What? No. No. Mm-mm. No. He wanted me and Twin Gage to be in the video, but Twin Gage no longer dances, and I can't do that.
Aww.
You know, I'm not a video vixen. I'm not a video vixen. Mm-mm. No, Mr. Shelton is going to hold me down. I'm good. Sunday. I'm good.
Okay.
Well, I can't sit around here and be part of y'all. I can't be the butt of y'all jokes, you know. I do have to go to work in the morning, and, you know, I have to get in the shower and, you know, make sure Chica is, you know, drowned a little bit and whatnot. You know, Ashton, I love you. You look so sexy today. Everybody, go look at her picture on original_Ashton. On Instagram and tell me that she was not looking sexy today. That's probably why her man is holding her G-spot lollipop hostage till fucking 2015. And I bet you if she buys another one, he's going to take that one too, unless she gets the one that she puts in her purse.
And then when you get a chance, Chaco, check out my video that I put on my Instagram. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
No, do me a favor. Text me your the name, because you know you got so many.
I only got two pages, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
That's a damn thing.
I text you.
Ashton, me and Alicia are gonna do a remix to Let Me Smell Your Dick. That's a song, y'all. I'm not being funny. That's really a song. It's called Let Me Smell Your Dick.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's a nice song.
All right, I just texted to you.
Okay. Now, I'm about to end. Where is that 11 o'clock instead of 11:30? Because that gives me 30 minutes to get ready for bed, you know. Just I'm such a honest and hardworking woman. You know, 6 o'clock could come before I know it. So shout out to everybody that listened. Shout out to all the purge that was getting off on the nasty talk, you know, like y'all always do. You know, we really appreciate you. Shout out to my new listeners. Shout out to Sean Day Shelton. Hey. Shout out to Siobhan Ashton. Oh, my bad. I thought that's your whole name. My co-host. Shout out to Miss Momo. Shout out to Rich. And shout out to Big Tone and everybody else that listened. I'll be back Wednesday because I'm going to have Little Fat from Coast to Coast Mixtape. That's the conference that I'm going to be going to in Miami. And Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, Dragon is supposed to be on. I have to confirm with him. And then I'll be back Sunday night with Rich and Danny. This is going to be very interesting. I'm letting you know right now, I ain't going to have no motherfucking manners. Listen at your own risk. Hit one at your own risk. No manners. So I will say, oh, they'll go to 90 second mark. I will talk to everybody on Wednesday. Ashton, you got anything you want to say? I guess not. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.